Good morning, Joe.
Hello. Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What's the word?
I've got a question on a septic system with a sand filter field. My septic system was red flagged, and they said the sand filter failed. Is there a way to rejuvenate that field?
Well, is it the whole, when you say the sand filter, in other words, do you have a jet aeration system where you just have a septic tank with no leach field, and then the leachate just comes out and goes through another box that's filled with sand? Is that what happens?
It's the whole field. It's probably a 50-year-old system. It's a septic tank that goes into the sand filter.
Okay, but then it's got leachate lines, you know, that go out, like a spider's legs out in the grass, and where they put surrounded sand around the pipes. Is that what you're saying? I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing, or do you not?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I mean, I know there's not a leach field because they tested for that, and they said there's no leach beds. It's just a sand filter system.
Well,
that's how they described it.
Huh. Well, here, they didn't have jet aeration 50 years ago, so I can tell you that. There's two. Let's very quickly talk about septic and how it works, okay? And then once you understand this, I think you'll get a feel. Number one, a traditional septic system has got a big tank where as the wastewater flows into it, all the solids that are in the water kind of drop to the bottom, and it's designed so that the water leaves the tank after about 2 days, because it has to kind of pass through these baffles and get its way to the other side of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 2-day period, there's a lot of bacteria in the tank that's trying to eat up the waste, okay? So that the water that leaves the tank has at least had some pre-treatment. Now you've got this sewage that flows out of the septic tank, and you've got this system of piping that's buried in the soil, sometimes 30, 36 inches, and those pipes are surrounded by gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, if those pipes are installed right and installed level, blah, 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 what happens is that leachate water filters into the soil, and there's additional bacteria in the soil that basically eat up all the bad waste. Now, the trouble is, if the septic tank is not pumped on a regular basis, the water that gets out into the leach field has got too much stuff in it, and it clogs the gravel or clogs the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's absolutely no way to clean that out. I mean, it's just like, imagine just like an oil filter in your car or a filter in your furnace that gets clogged with dirt and debris. I mean, that's why you take some of those filters and throw them away. You can't readily clean them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the bad news might be, I mean, how long have you owned the home?
10 years.
And how many times have you had the septic system pumped in the 10 years you've been there?
3 or 4.
Okay, and do you have any idea how many people, how if it was pumped before that?
I don't know the condition before.
Yeah. See, the previous homeowner may have neglected the system, and that's what's really... And like right when you bought the house, the system might have been right at just ready to go bad. In other words, it just needed a little bit more stuff to push it over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So you maybe... I mean, the only thing I would do is I would contact 2 or 3 different septic installers, and you'll see that in the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
And get separate opinions from 3 different people, to see if they're in alignment at all.
Yeah.
And I also wouldn't hesitate, because it's kind of their obligation, because that's what we're paying our tax dollars for. I would call back. Is this, okay, so you are on the west side of town.
Yes.
So I would call back I wouldn't hesitate to call back the plumbing department or the health
mm-hmm.
department and get a recommendation from them as to what they say is going to be the minimum fix.
Okay.
And then finally, one last thing, because these are the leaders in septic tank design. There's a thing called the National Small Flows Clearinghouse. You got a pencil and paper? You want to write this down?
No, I've already been there. I listened to your program before.
Okay,
I've already went to that website.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if there was any way to rejuvenate that system, they would know how to do it. But I'm pretty much willing to bet a dinner at Jeff Ruby's, there's no way. Meaning that you just got to abandon that field or dig it up and put a new one in.
I had heard that there was a way to jet wash that system, and
well,
I didn't know if you had ever heard of anything like that.
I can't imagine how you could do that and know that everything got cleaned out. Plus, where's all the stuff going to go? In other words, if you're pumping all that water into that system, it would seem to me to clean it out, it's got to all bubble to the top and run off the top of the surface.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just don't think that's realistic. I can't even imagine that that would work.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to think of just the practicality of it.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, yeah, I agree if we've got a bunch of fouled sand that's up above the ground level,
mm-hmm.
and I've got it in a box, or I've got it in a screen like a where I can put water through it and the water flows out into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when it's buried in the ground and you're trying to get the dirt up, like, boy, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd have to see it to believe it.
All righty.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, Joe. I think it's I hate to say it, but I want to hear back from you as to what you know they say. But I have a feeling you're going to be digging that thing up.
Okay.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your help.
All right, no worries, man. I wish I could be a better help.